As we celebrate today the feast of the suffering, the passion, the martyrdom of St. John the Baptist, the question that people will ask sometimes is why, when someone had spent his life serving God, why would God allow this person to be put to death? It's one thing to look at someone who's a criminal and say, well, we can understand why that person needed to be put to death. When we're talking about someone who is a righteous man, someone who lived his life for God, why would God allow this? And of course, following up on that comes the great question that would be posed to us by our pagan society. Why would you worship a God who would allow you to suffer? Why would you worship a God who would allow you to be put to death? Well, let's turn it the other way. Why would you worship a God who dies for you? After all, God is above all of this. God is the author of life. And we're going to say he died. And we're going to worship him, because he is so weak that he died for us. Just the opposite. He is so strong that he died for us. That's precisely the point that St. Paul recognized and we heard in the first reading today. Remember, what happened before this is that St. Paul was in the Areopagus. He preaches this pretty impressive homily that he gave, never once mentioned the name of the Lord, never once mentioned anything about Jesus, but boy, it was sure smooth. It was an impressive talk. It's in the Acts of the Apostles if you want to read it. And he realized what he did. And he had time as he was on the boat going to Corinth and made a decision that never again would he do such a thing. He was only going to talk about Jesus and him crucified. Because then the faith was not based on human wisdom or on human eloquence. If people are going to come to Christ, it is going to be based on the power of God. The power of God, interestingly, looks like weakness. But it is exactly the opposite. Far from being weakness, it is pure love. Why did he do that for us? Pure love. Therefore, now, when we turn it the other way, why would God allow us to suffer? Because he's asking us how much we love him. He's demonstrated to us how much he loves us. And the saints recognize the suffering and even their martyrdom as a privilege, as a total gift, because they have the opportunity to be able to prove to God their love for him. How many of us look at it that way? That's been 2,000 years worth. Remember, St. Peter, when they were going to crucify him, said, I'm not worthy to die the same way my Lord did. He wasn't saying, oh, why does God hate me? This is unfair. No, he looked at it and said, wait. I'm not worthy to die the same way. They said, fine, we'll turn the cross upside down then. So we look at the saints, and they don't see this as an injustice at all. And what happened on the natural level is totally unjust. Just as we heard in the gospel today, Herod's filled with lust and is willing to do stupid things. Yeah, that's totally unjust. Was there any reason on the natural level for him to do what he did? None. But it's not a question of the injustice on the natural level. The question has to do with the supernatural level. Not what did Herod do, not what did Herodias do. What was God doing? And what was St. John the Baptist doing? God was giving St. John the Baptist the opportunity to give witness to Christ. And that's exactly what he does with us when we go through the struggles and difficulties of life. Perhaps we're not going to have the opportunity to be martyred. If we are, it would be a great privilege. The question then that we have to ask ourselves, how much do I love God? How much do I love Jesus? Is it just lip service that I'm giving him? Do I just go through the motions? Or do I love him enough to suffer for him? Again, let's put it into a different context. Since most of you are parents, are you willing to die for your kids? I sure hope the answer is yes. And I hope you don't even have to think about it. That you would love them so much that you would put your life on the line for them. Of course you would. Jesus said we're to love God above all else, with our whole heart and soul and strength. To love them more than we love our children. We're to love them more than we love our spouse. Love them more than we love our parents. If we would die for our children without giving it a thought, and we're to love God even more than we love our children, then as an act of love, we wouldn't question it. In fact, we would find it a privilege. That's what the saints have done for 2,000 years. And even in the Old Testament before. So that's why we look at it this way. That's why we celebrate the fact that someone was put to death. Not celebrating it in the sense of saying, isn't this a great thing that Herod did? But rather celebrating it in the sense of saying, isn't this a wonderful thing that God did? And that St. John the Baptist did in this case. Because it wasn't just lip service. He bore witness to the Lord with his words. We can all do that. But he bore witness to the Lord with his life. And how many of us would actually be willing even to do that? That's what it really comes down to. If someone were to say, I love you, and you were to say, prove it, what would they have to do? How would they prove it? How are you going to be convinced? The ultimate proof is if they would die, to show you they love you so much that they would die for you. Of course, on the human level, then it's too late. Now you can look and go, wow, I guess that person really did love me. Oh well, go to their funeral. But when we're dealing with God, he's eternal. And we enter into eternity with him. And so that love doesn't stop. And the relationship doesn't stop. So it's not just a merely human thing. So if we're going to say to God, I love you, and if we even have an opportunity to say, I will prove it, God already knows how much you love him. Or in somebody like me, he knows how much we don't love him. But the reality is, we don't know. We don't know how much we really love God. And so if we have an opportunity to prove it, it's not proving it to God, it's proving it to ourselves. And so if we have a little bit of opportunity to suffer and we run away, all that we're proving is that we don't love him very much. We give him lip service, our hearts are far from him. But as that love grows, and this is what the saints show us, the desire of their heart is to be able to die for the Lord, because their desire is to love him perfectly. And that's what God would ask of us, not necessarily to be martyrs, to love him perfectly. Because if we love him perfectly, then we can love the people in our lives that same way. For our love for him is imperfect, so is the love we have for everybody else. So God wants us to love. It's what we're made for. So pray for that grace. Not the grace necessarily to be a martyr, but the grace that if it is God's will for you to be able to do that, that you would have enough love to do it. But pray for that grace to love God truly with your whole heart and soul and strength.